So this morning, as we have this privilege of baptizing Marilia, as we which means that we'll be fully immersing her in this small swimming pool over here. And she tells me she's looking forward to it. We'll be immersing her in water. And we do this as a sign of what God has been doing in her life and the desire that she has to live for him. And in a few moments, I'm going to ask her to come up here and to tell her story. How has she got to this point? What has been her journey that says that today she wants to be baptized? And I'll ask her a few questions, and then she will explain to us what has brought her to this point. But before we do that, I just want to pick up a few things from the passages that Anne has read to explain what we're doing and what it signifies. Some of us have seen people being baptized on many occasions. Many people here have been baptized, some recently, some many, many years ago. And it's good to remind ourselves of what this means, of what this signifies. Some of us may never have seen anybody being baptized in this way. And so it's good to spend a few moments thinking about why we do it and what it means and what it does in people's lives. In the first reading that Anne read, written by a person called Paul, who was one of the most significant leaders in the early church, he used some amazingly powerful words. And at the centre of those words are Jesus Christ, to explain what was going on in the lives of the people in this church in Galatia. And in those verses, Paul speaks about who we are in relationship to Jesus Christ. He speaks about being in Christ, very much the theme of some of the things we're thinking about at the moment. He talks about being baptized into Christ. It's not just that it's something that we do in water, but it's something that speaks about, that affects our relationship with Jesus. It talks about being clothed with Christ. In some way, putting on Jesus, like we put on trousers, shirts, dresses, whatever is our choice. It talks about being united in Christ. We are no longer alone, but we are part of a body of people, and we belong to Christ. These are some of the things that Paul uses, the ideas that Paul uses to explain what is going on in baptism. And he's able to say that in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. And these words speak of family. They speak of unity. They speak of relationship. And they do not mean that other relationships are no longer important. They are. They are vital. They continue to be so. But that we have also been drawn into a new relationship with God. And as we will hear over the last few months, Marilia has come to have faith in God, to believe in God in a new and more powerful way, and has experienced the amazing privilege of knowing God as her Heavenly Father. And the Bible speaks of this as being adopted into God's family. And it is something that all of us who have come to believe in Jesus share. It's a wonderful thing to be able to look around the room, to look at the person next to you, and to know that they are a child of God. And because of that, we share a strong family relationship. We are brothers and sisters together. And Paul goes on to explain how that happened, as he speaks about being baptized into Christ and being clothed with Christ. And this is something we're going to do very shortly. We're going to baptize Marilia into Christ. And as we do so, she will be proclaiming powerfully to everyone here that she has chosen to follow Jesus, that she is protected by him, she is united with him, she belongs to him. Amazing ideas. And the verses that Anne read from Romans, again written by Paul, explain some of the significance of being baptized into Christ. Because as Paul speaks about being baptized into his death, which on the face of it are strange words, how should we try and understand them? What does it mean to be baptized into the death of somebody? First, these words remind us that there was a person called Jesus, a real person who lived and walked in Palestine about 2,000 years ago. They remind us that this person died, and the Bible story tells us that he died on a cross, he was crucified, a form of punishment that was used by the Romans, who were the world power at that time, for those that they thought were rebellious and people that they wanted to get rid of and make an example of. And that's what the Bible tells us happened to Jesus. But it also tells us that this is an event that has huge significance, ongoing significance, for each and every person who has ever lived. Because Jesus didn't die like anybody else. Other people were crucified. Other people experienced some of the suffering, the physical suffering that Jesus experienced. But he was different in that he willingly was offering himself to be a sacrifice, to die, to deal with the problem of sin, the wrongdoings that we all do, the things that are wrong in this world. Because God has standards of justice. And those standards require that sins are dealt with before people can relate to him. And the only person qualified to deal with that problem, to make it possible for us to have a relationship with God, was his son, Jesus. And so when we are baptized, when we're baptized into Christ, into his death, we are associating ourselves with that moment. We are acknowledging that when Jesus died on that cross nearly 2,000 years ago, outside the city walls of Jerusalem, he died for us. And we are trusting in that act to restore our relationship with God. And the symbolism of going down into the water reminds us that Jesus was placed in a tomb after he had died. That's some of the symbolism that's going on here. But Paul goes on to speak about the fact that Jesus, yes, he died, but he did not stay dead. He was raised from the dead. That just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Jesus defeated death. Jesus triumphed over it. Death couldn't hold him. And so he came back to life and continues to be alive today. And as we immerse Marilia in the water, we will bring her back up again. I've assured her of this fact. And in that, we signify that her life is now associated with the risen life of Jesus. That she is united with him as she enjoys the privilege of being part of God's family, of being an adopted daughter of God. That's what's going on as we baptize Marilia in a few moments. It's a significant act, and one that reminds us, one that reminds Marilia, of all that Jesus has done for us. So that's enough from me for now. I will be back. I'm going to ask Marilia to come up and answer a few questions and then tell something of her story. Marilia. Do you want to sit? Are you okay to stand? Okay. If you stand in front of the microphone, then people can hear you. Right, I'm going to ask you some questions. Is that okay? Marilia, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
Yes, I believe.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
I do.
Do you turn from sin, renounce evil, and intend to follow Christ?
Yes.
Will you be Christ's faithful disciple, obeying his word and showing his love?
Oh,
bless you. Please, tell us your story. If you speak into the microphone, people will be able to hear.
I was born in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and I was christened and raised in the Catholic Church. I'm a Christian since I can remember. In 1997, I left Brazil to study in Canada for 1 year. Then I went to work in Switzerland for 7 years. During this time, being an expat and with work and study occupying most of my time and focus, I drifted away from the church. In 2006, I married to my friend Mark Danta that I had met on a flight 7 years before. Unfortunately, six weeks after our wedding, I suffered a massive stroke. In hospital, they discovered that I had an advanced ovarian cancer and that this tumor had released a blood clot to my brain. Because of the stroke, I became hemiplegic, facial paralyzed, and could not even stand up or talk properly. I had to endure, at the same time, physiotherapy, speech therapy, chemotherapy, occupational therapy, respiratory physiotherapy, and psychological sessions. I also had a complete hysterectomy. I looked to God and to my husband, parents, and siblings for comfort and strength. With time and the right treatment, my husband and God's help, I recovered my zest for life. In 2005, I met Anne and Charles Clark. Since then, Anne had invited me to come to her church several times. Last year, I finally came and felt his presence here resonate on my heart. I also felt so welcomed here by each one of you that I just wanted to keep coming. 1 year later, here I am to be baptized. What a lovely way to celebrate an anniversary. I thank you all for accepting me here amongst you and for being here today for this very special moment of my life. I thank Anne and Charles for having been my guardians, bringing me here each time. I also thank for all the friends who came here for this special occasion. Now I talk to him. God, you spared me. It was not my time to go. God, today I face my sins and I repent. Lord, I beg your forgiveness. I commit to follow Jesus and dedicate the rest of my life to God's will. I thank you, Lord, for helping me to make this crucial choice I make today. I ask you for wisdom to welcome your designs for me and follow them. Now I deliver my body and my soul to you. Lord, save me.
Thank you. Very, very powerful. I once baptized someone in the sea. It was a lot colder than this. This is nice and toasty, Charles. Are you okay? Cross your arms in front of you. That way. Okay. Right. Some words from the Bible for you, Marilia. From Paul, writing to the church at Philippi. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving.
Not anything,
but present your thanks, request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Dear Marilia, we have heard of your repentance and faith. We now baptize you, my sister, in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
I love you.